So I'm going to go through a couple aspects of this case. We should mention she was BRCA1, actually. One, I found it's fascinating. You know, we were talking before about the 21 gene recurrence score not being available in Europe, and it's fascinating that you all are using bevacizumab in breast cancer and it's not being used in the United States. Any comments or thoughts about that? I find that fascinating. When I saw this case, I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think the problem is that the two tracks are quite different. So the diagnostic follow one certain route of registration, and the therapeutics follow a completely different route. That's the main issue. So, you know, for approving new diagnostics, the pathway is definitely more complex. While for registering new drugs, the pathway is clear. Companies know what to do to register the new drug, and they just go straight on, and this makes things clearly easy in terms of registration of new drugs. My opinion on bevacizumab is that probably this drug is not such a great drug as it was perhaps initially considered, but is not as bad drug as it then was defined after that the studies did not show the survival improvement. I told you before, I think we are putting so much emphasis on survival improvement in clinical trials in breast cancer. This is not lung cancer. This is not kidney cancer. Here, patients live for many years. Survival is definitely the most clinically relevant endpoint, but at the same time is not a sensitive endpoint. If you are going to judge survival, your endpoint to decide whether or not a drug is good or not in breast cancer, then I will tell you that 90% of the drugs that we are currently using in breast cancer treatment have never been showing a survival improvement, starting with anthracyclines, cyclophosphamide, taxanes, and whatever. The only drugs which have clearly shown improvement in breast cancer, survival improvement in advanced breast cancer, are the entire two therapies. And there is another story, because you are targeting a gene that is a real driver of tumor progression in metastatic breast cancer. But otherwise, I cannot recall any drug given in the early setting that can improve survival.